Here we go again.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Welcome to the Godfathers of Podcasting, broadcasting live on the Shuly Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, in case y'all didn't know, they've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, and you can find video archives, merch, and more on their website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. Now, here are your hosts, two guys who've been broadcasting online since 1996. The Godfathers of Podcasting themselves, Donnie Da Silva and Chris Tidwell.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Donnie. That's Tid. This is episode 131. It's the same forwards and backwards. So if you're checking out the archives, start at the end. What's going on, Tid?
Wow. Big thank you to all of the new members that have showed up in the chat already. Thank you so much to Altcoin Accelerator, Ogre Supreme, Billy, Cam, Mir, Mason in Portland, Key Value, all new members showing up representing.
Hey,
thank
now.
You so much. Shuly Egger, to the Shuly Network, to Brady, to THT. The chat is alive and well. It has been a crazy week, and it's going to be an even crazier week, apparently, as we hit the airwaves tonight. Wow.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Right?
The breaking news button, but we're going to go with it.
Breaking news. Former President Donald Trump was indicted about 30 minutes ago. Nothing has been revealed at this point in terms of details, charges, anything else. More news on this is expected to come next week. But for the apostates out there who swore up and down this day would never come, it's here.
Yeah, it's. You know what? This is a weird, weird thing because it's going to radicalize his extreme fan base like no other. And at this point, it's really a fucking nothing burger because until he's arraigned, until he's been convicted, until all of that things has happened, this man can still run for president. So this, I hope this just continues forever and ever because this is great fodder for dipshits like us to talk about all the time. And it couldn't happen. It couldn't happen on a crazier or better day, if you ask me, because it's opening day, Donnie.
What does that have to do with Trump? What?
It's opening day, man. Let's just. Yes, that is a known fact. That is a known fact.
You know, you know what's funny about Donald Trump being arrested? Baseball.
Yeah. Because 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. He's been indicted. Strike, right?
All right, fair enough.
Hey, Donnie, can I tell you why it's a nothing burger?
Tell me.
Because you're acting surprised that they were able to find 12 people in New York City to indict Donald Trump.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Like, oh my, I'm so shocked that people in New York City would vote to convict him or indict him on whatever evidence was. They could have brought like a dirty napkin and those people would have been like, yeah, he's guilty of sin. Let's indict him. So, and the other thing is, it's a campaign finance violation he's being charged with. So even if he winds up getting convicted of this, you know what happens when you get convicted of a campaign finance violation? You pay a fine.
There's more than that, though. There's more than that. It's reportedly also linked to the payoff to Stormy Daniels. It's reportedly also linked to a bunch of other stuff. There's more in there.
But this is what I said. At this point, until anything fucking goes further, all has been up and is like, hey, guess who's in the news today? Again, fuckers. Yay.
Thank you to our producer, Joe, for jumping in.
I'm sorry, I keep jumping in, but so the hush money payment, it's the reason that it's a thing is because it was through the campaign. It's not illegal to pay somebody to not say something. So again, it's a campaign finance violation. He'll wind
depends
up
where the money comes from. Depends where the money comes from.
What do you mean?
Well, whose money was he using?
The allegation is that he was using the campaign's money. That's why it's a campaign finance violation.
Right.
Right, which makes the worst thing that could happen to him a fine.
Joe, you voted for Trump twice, didn't you?
I did not, actually. I know you're from Canada, so I know you probably don't understand how our politics work down there, down here. So I'll forgive you for assuming that I voted for Trump, but I did not. I'm just the arbiter of truth, and I'm telling you the fact.
I promise you one thing. I know more about your governmental system than you know about ours.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to challenge me to a little game? Because we love games here on the Shuley Network, and my degree is in political science. What's yours in?
Yeah, but your degree is in American political science. Okay. Last week, you didn't even know that Canada and U.S. had ever fought each other in a war.
Here's why. Because nobody ever talks about that Canada was involved in that war. They say
they do north of the border, my friend.
But go ahead. Let's challenge me on your politics.
Hold on. Settle down, little fighter. You know, my favorite part about all of this is that I love the fact that, like, fired up Joe.
I know.
Is like, he's on a fucking roll today. So, Donnie, let's just call it a fucking wash for yourself. You're not going to win this one. Little Joe's coming out fucking swinging today, brother.
I am happy to have a political trivia contest anytime, though.
He is taking no fucking prisoners. He's gunning for something much bigger, my friend. Let's call it what it is. He's gunning for something much bigger, and he deserves every bit of it. Don't take on Joe. Joe's coming out swinging.
I just want to see Trump in handcuffs. That's all.
Well, that's kinky and weird all at the same time. But, I mean, whatever.
So, Ted, you mentioned opening day today in Major League Baseball. Baseball,
finally, for all of the people that have been wondering, like, you know, what's going to happen after the Grapefruit League and after all of that happy horse shit and people getting ejected, like, ridiculous reasons. And yeah, opening day is finally upon us.
You know what? You teased that story. Do we have that video, guys?
This happened.
Yeah, this one. Can we maximize this, or is that as big as we can go? We don't need the audio on this sucker, but if we can make this any bigger.
So tell us what's happening here for the people that
are anyone who hasn't seen this. Yeah, I'm going to explain this. This is JT Realmuto, who's a AAA catcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a spring training game against the Blue Jays a few days ago. A nothing spring training game, okay? If you see what happened here, the umpire had just thrown the ball back to the pitcher. The pitcher looked at the ball, said, "I don't like this ball. Give me another one." This is a common thing. Happens all the time. The catcher puts his glove behind him. We can rewind this, guys. The catcher puts his glove. There it is. And he thinks that the umpire's not giving him the ball. He's going to throw it back to the pitcher himself. So he drops his glove. And then the umpire drops the ball on the turf. And he thinks that the catcher is trying to embarrass him, trying to show him up, and he throws him out of the game. Holy pissing sensitive.
Are the best. But here's
holy
the thing.
Holy sensitive.
Who's more sensitive? Baseball umpires or basketball umpires? Because umpires fucking sensitive too, right?
Basketball doesn't have umpires.
You know what I'm saying. Whatever thing
basketball that Billy referees. Could. Yeah, basketball referees are pretty soft too, because if you look at a guy the wrong way, you could get a technical foul. So yeah. I'm just pulling up Wikipedia facts about the world.
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one that ignores Canada's contribution to that war.
Yeah, shocking. Wikipedia has misinformation.
You know what? It was a nothing burger like the non-existent arrest that happened today.
So I think that to answer your question, the order of operations is baseball umpires are the most sensitive, followed quickly by basketball officials. Down at the bottom of the list is hockey refs. Refs have the thickest
they get
skin.
Taken out. They get taken out.
If you ever watch one of those NHL games where the players are wearing mics and you hear the chirping that goes on to the referees, like, "You're a fucking idiot, asshole. How the fuck did you miss that? You talk like that to a referee in the NBA, you're gone, buddy. You're gone." And the referee in hockey just looks at him, skates away. Like, there is a different. Yeah. Look at this.
You're a piece of shit.
Okay, coach. Calm down.
Unbelievable. Right? Acid Dust 26. Now it's I've so got funny nothing burgers. Apparently, nothing burgers are on the menu over there. Excellent. Have a side of fries with that.
Here's the other funny, since we're talking about opening day in baseball, here's the other funny story coming out of baseball. Ken Griffey Jr. at one time, Tid, was considered the greatest player on the planet. But Ken Griffey Jr. hasn't played a game since 2010. But look at this. Ken Griffey Jr. is the fourth highest paid player for the Cincinnati Reds this season.
That is
still getting paid. Yeah. On his monster extension that he got back in 2000, he's going to
now. Who's got the
$9 million this year to sit at home?
Who's got the bigger deal, him or Bobby Bonilla?
He does for sure.
Like it, right? So does it? Yeah. Do we change the name of it?
Bonilla's, I think at this point you have in checks. Bonilla's been cashing in checks longer. So right. Bonilla is still looking smart, but this is a total Bobby Bonilla type gimmick, man. Ken Griffey Jr. Why are the Reds still paying Ken Griffey Jr.'s contract? Because they didn't want to pay it all at once. So they deferred it. It's one of the funny things you can do in baseball, right?
Because baseball makes the smartest decisions in the fucking world. That's why.
They pay a guy $500 billion and go, you'll get it one day.
One day. We're just gonna do this in installments, right?
You know what? When you think about, now you don't hear this story as much in baseball, happens sometimes, but when you think about the amount of pro athletes that go from having tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to then being broke, this deferred payment until senior citizen life might be the way to go. Like, don't give them the $30 million today because they're gonna spend it on like cars and bitches and stuff.
So basically what you're saying is that they should just be put on an allowance like children?
Maybe. I mean, you think about even a guy like Tim Duncan, who's like super responsible.
I usually don't think about a guy like Tim Duncan, but go ahead.
He's responsible. He's mature. He's not one of these guys who like was frivolous with his money. And his financial advisor ripped him off for like millions and millions of dollars. It's like,
yeah, you can't that happens. Trust
your financial advisor.
Trust your family. Look at what happened to Macaulay Culkin.
Right.
Like people, like you can't put somebody else in charge of your money like that, especially if you're at that level where you're just like, I just need enough to get high. That's all they're looking for, right?
Look at Timmy. Look at the hair on Timmy.
He is high as a giraffe's balls right now in this picture, though. Look at that, brother. That is amazing. Good for him.
Tim Duncan's living a good life.
I mean, we should all be so lucky, right?
There's another story I want to touch on, Tid. There's a meteorologist, which is a fancy word for weather girl, down in Mississippi, and she's also a news anchor. She was apparently terminated from her job earlier this month because she was quoting Snoop Dogg. Her name is Barbara Bassett. And she got into an on-air discussion. She was working for WLBT, which is a Mississippi affiliate of NBC. And back on March 8th, while on air, Barbara was being asked by one of her coworkers, would you ever collaborate with Snoop Dogg? And her answer was, fo shizzle my nizzle.
Why that in the first place is like, that's a setup question. You know what I mean? But yeah, not,
I don't know what the context was.
Oof, not knowing what the meaning of the phrase is and going live on air with it like that and in that format, it ain't like here. I'll tell you that. But in that format, wow. She had like, and if you see the video of it, I think there is link to this somewhere, this news story or whatever. If you see the video of it, there's another newscaster who's there standing next to her, a brother who is also on the show, and he's just got his head down. And when she says it, you see his eyes just go, oh no, like, no, oh, she didn't. Yep. Nope. She did. Yes, she fucking did. Well, Barbie. Yeah. Barbie Bassett. Good luck at your next job.
Apparently she was also suspended a few years ago because she was talking to a black reporter on the air and made reference to the black reporter's grandmammy. And like, if we can go back, can we go back to the photo of Barbie Bassett?
Okay. That might be a Southern thing though. Like grandmammy sounds like it could possibly be a Southern thing. I might be willing to, you know, I don't know. I do understand Southern slang and language that you grow up with. I get that, but the Snoop thing is just really funny.
That woman just looks racist.
She looks like she knows how to make a good cornbread. That's what she looks like, and I am okay with that. She likes pie. She makes cornbread. She knows how to make a mint julep, right? She likes to drink. Clearly, she might even get down a little bit with, like, you know, like that old 80s rap shows that come to your casino and shit like that, right?
Totally. The comment there, Paula Deen-esque. Yeah, she's very Paula Deen-esque. Paula Deen. She got the Paula Deen starter kit. It's a Southern thing. I don't know.
It is a Southern thing. Grandmammy is totally that. I'm going to give him that one.
Okay, well. Speaking of racist, Kanye is up in his business again. Kanye posted this week. I think he posted it on Truth Social, right? I think that's where he's posting this stuff. But he put out that he likes the Jews again.
What? Why would he change his mind like that all of a sudden, Donnie?
Because of the acting prowess of young Jonah Hill.
Not Woody Allen.
He just saw 21 Jump Street for the first time. There's the comment. He said, "Watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. No one should take anger against any one or two individuals and transform that into hatred towards millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labeled anti-Semite knowing Jesus is Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you."
By doing that, he's still lumping it. Like, I don't like all trannies, but there's some that I do like, is what he's basically said here. That is incredible.
I don't even know what to do with this. First of all, who's just seen 21 Jump Street now?
Is Kanye not like the best troll on the internet right now? Still?
He's up there, man. I don't know. But is this trolling or is this just legit? Like, is this just him?
Well, I mean, at some point, I mean, it's got to be both, right? There's Jonah Eminem Slim Shady Hill.
Hi, my name is...
I mean, I don't know if it's too soon, but that guy, that picture right there may very well shoot up a school one day.
My name is Jonah. I don't know, man. That's Kanye's on some weird shit over the last few years.
And here we are like schlubs talking about him. Fucking good for him. Son of a bitch.
That wins him no dollars. We're making fun of him. That wins him no money. There are a lot of people, Tid, that are interested, even if they are just casual.
Hold on. Do you think Kanye would like, if we were to send him a membership, like a subscription to the Shuli Network? Let's see how much he really, like, see if he likes Shuli as well.
I don't know.
Can we send Kanye a subscription?
I mean, sure.
Let's see if he's genuine. Let's see if he'll show up. Let's see if Kanye will show up in like some of the super chats and spit out some of that Kanye money, right, to the Shuli Network.
And see how much he really loves the Jews?
I'm just throwing it out there for our good friends at the Shuli Network. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's find out. Right, this weekend is a big one for people who are fans of the not so authentic world of sports, and that is WrestleMania happening Saturday and Sunday. Tid, I got to tell you, man, I've been watching WrestleMania since number one, but I am getting exhausted with this two-day shit that they started during the pandemic.
Saturday
and Sunday. And each one is going to be like 3.5, 4.5 hours long. Fuck.
But if it was a
That's
nerdy
too much WrestleMania.
Movie, if it was a Marvel movie, you would do it. If it was like the latest fucking Thor movie or some bullshit like that, you would do it.
Why you gotta hate?
I'm just saying, brother. This just shows that you're like you're getting old. That's all it is. You're getting old.
It's the whole weekend, and you gotta watch WrestleMania. Like, listen, this
is what you're down with. Like, this is the greatest. This is Super Bowl. There's a lot of people that don't watch Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is one night.
No, it's a whole week. It's a whole week of crazy bullshit. If you do it right.
The party is one. Okay, look here for a second. Okay, here's the graphic. Can we go back to the previous one, guys? Okay, so there's two nights of matches. Let's just get rid of the matches that don't matter. Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. Okay, that's fine. Usos and against Sammy and Kevin Owens. That should be the main event on night one. This match here, I'm sorry to my former co-host Trish Stratus. I don't give a shit about this match. Seth Rollins and Logan Paul, that'll be fun. Ray and Dominic, that'll be fun. This clusterfuck down here at the bottom, get rid of that.
Yeah, no, I think that word has gone out to the WWE and they have cut off your stream. That's what happened.
So what's on the other graphic? What's on Sunday?
Okay.
Roman Reigns and Cody, good. And then
I actually prefer it with him frozen.
This is even better. The WWE is going to pay big money for this stuff, right? This is the best endorsement they could get. I believe, listen, this is because he pissed you off. It's not even him. I think you did this, didn't you, Joe?
I didn't. I would not do that. Shuli would launch me like an Atlas V rocket if I did that.
But, you know, I'll take over here because you got Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes in the main event, Bianca Belair and Asuka underneath that. I could see that. Gunther, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus. Listen, that's going to be a hard-hitting match. Edge and Finn Balor is always going to be a winner. Brock Lesnar and Omos is almost going to be a decent match because Brock Lesnar is in it. It's a bit of a throwaway. And again, they started off with a bit of a cluster match with the women on this side for day two. Which is just going to be the best opportunity for all of these women to try to showcase. Listen, if you are into WrestleMania and this is your big weekend, because it's not just the wrestling for WrestleMania and WWE. It seems like it's every single other show that's going on around town, right? Unfortunately, where is Yokozuna? I'm going to say you're going to have to Google that. It's pretty obvious where Yokozuna is. He's not going to be there. Brock Lesnar is wrestling again. I'm not up to date. You're just going to have to check it out, right? I'll watch if Ric Flair comes out of retirement or the brunette chick that liked to record butt stuff. Otherwise, I am good. All right, Johnny 1.0. I mean, that's a certain opinion to kind of take on this one.
Watching WrestleMania?
Will I be watching WrestleMania?
Are you not watching WrestleMania?
I will be watching some of WrestleMania. I don't know. It just, depends on how it's the weekend. So we know what, like, my body is going to be going through. It's going to be, like, polluted with an awful lot of stuff, I'm sure, alcohol-wise. Maybe. You don't know. Don't hate. You know, whatever. I might have a cough. I might have a cold. I love that this is the frozen screen of him right now.
I hope Andy screenshotted that. Gosh, Andy, I hope you got that.
Make sure that shit got clipped right out. You know, I'm going to keep on talking for a little bit so that Donnie can actually go out and come back in properly before we have to do this anymore because he keeps freezing up. So whatever. Finally, I got a drink. I don't know if any of you know this or not. Have you ever had a PB&J, Joe? This is fantastic. It's peanut butter whiskey and this stuff called Chamboise, which is a raspberry liqueur. So you mix it up. Boom. Tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for adults.
I know I look like a real like man's man, but I don't drink a whole lot of whiskey.
Either do I. I hate whiskey. I'm a tequila person.
Were those round ice cubes, by the way? I couldn't tell.
No, they're just kind of oval, oblong. They look like fingertips.
We got to get you on the round ice game. You deserve it, buddy.
I don't, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't do enough drinks with ice because I drink tequila and I don't ice my tequila. I have it. Yeah. There's the, you know, the, well, it's a blackberry thing. With tequila, I don't have training wheels, no salt, no lime. That's for pussies and like college chicks. Fuck all of that.
Straight with the worm.
No, no fucking worm. That's mezcal. That's different. I do drink high-end tequila, but, you know, I don't have it. You don't have it on ice. You don't try to fucking do shit with it. You just have it proper. You know what I mean?
Hey, going back to WrestleMania for a second, where is you might have said it, but where is it this year?
California, L.A., Hollywood. Hollyweird, if you will. It's going to be a crazy time.
Is it still something you pay for, like on pay-per-view?
Unfortunately, I have to admit that is me, ladies and gentlemen. That is a very young look at the tan on me. Whoo, yeah. I mean, who would have thought a plunger wrapped in barbed wire would get me to where I am right now?
Who'd have thought you'd have gotten better looking with age?
Well. I mean, that is not a very good picture to go by. Let's be honest. that is not my best of days. And even there is this one, but at least I'm not covered with somebody's menstrual all over my face. And like, I wasn't that one. That was incredible. Yeah. But back to what you were saying.
Is it WrestleMania in California?
Is in California. Going to be shows going on all over, all city long. Sean Riggle, yes, it is screwball whiskey. It is incredible. It's pretty good as long as you mix it with something. The Tid and Joe show, yeah, it might just happen. I mean, Donnie is working his best to get back into the game here, and
everything's coming up me today.
You guys see me now, right?
Told you, yeah, there you are. There you are.
It, I don't know what's going on, man.
WrestleMania
on a. I'm literally on a Wi-Fi extender.
You shit talk the WWE and their show that they've got going on this weekend. So they decided to take it out on you. That's what happened. You're like, yeah, talk.
I just asked for a little less. That's it.
Well, I mean, it's not the bus depot, Donnie. Sometimes you just don't get a little bit less.
All right, Joe, we got our guest here.
We do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time right now for the big hello. And this week's guest on the surface isn't the type of guy we normally have on this show. He's not a pro athlete. He's not a comedian. He's not in a rock band. He's a U.S. postal worker. He's a father of three. And on the surface, a pretty normal dude. But this perfectly normal dude has a really weird hobby. Let's call it what it is. He's a troll. But to simply call him a troll is a disservice. It's like calling Dexter a guy who just kills people. This man trolls scammers. He messes with people who are pretending to be attractive young women online looking to defraud you out of your hard-earned money. So what does he do? Does he hack them? No. Does he call the cops? Not that I'm aware of. No, he just hilariously fucks with them, eats up their time, and then shares it all on TikTok for people to enjoy. And man, do people enjoy. Over 4.3 million likes and counting. Joe, can we take a look and play the clip and show everyone what this man does?
Give me just a sec. My computer just froze.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to that. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's the man who spends his free time catfishing the catfish. This is Chad Huber.
Hey, guys.
Chad, how are you doing? How are you
doing, Chad?
I'm doing good. I was rushing, driving to get down to my girlfriend's place, and I made it here just in time, and I hope you can hear me all right.
Are we talking real girlfriend? Are we talking real girlfriend, or are we talking like this? Because you're a mysterious motherfucker, Chad. Let's be honest. Right?
Girlfriend, yes.
How did this start for you?
How did the catfishing start?
Yeah. Like, were you a fan of the show, and you're like, I can fool these motherfuckers? Or did you get sick and tired of getting the phone calls? Like, how did it all begin for you that you were like, you know what, enough is enough, and I can't take no more?
So what happened was, It was around, well, it was actually 2019, right before 2020 happened. It was after my divorce, and it was a Christmas when I was all alone. My kids went with their mom to Minnesota, and I had to work, and I was all by myself over Christmas. And I was just sitting by myself, and I occasionally would try to carry on conversations with them just for entertainment before, but they usually would, they would die out quickly. They would figure out I was onto them. And I just tried to string it along as long as possible. And I sent screenshots to my buddy, and we got a kick out of it. And it wasn't until, and then it kind of died down to nothing. And then it wasn't until 2020 and the lockdown, and everyone was getting on TikTok. And I was like, hey, I have screenshots of all of those conversations. And I started uploading some of those on TikTok. And then the people just kept begging for more and more. And it's turned into a whole thing.
Where do you meet them? You meet them in like a chat room? Where do you initially meet them? Or they just send you because you have a listed number or something? Like, you know what I mean?
No, it's anywhere on social media. I think there's certain type of people they prey on, or dating sites. But for me at this point, because when I was early on, I would struggle trying to find where am I going to find the next one. I have a fake Instagram set up with all of those dumb pictures of me on there. And pretty much all the people that are following me are scammers. So all I have to do is I can go through and I follow one back, and I'll have a message from them, you know, within a half hour.
I was going to ask you this, because I've seen on TikTok where you said, yeah, I find these people on Instagram, and I followed you on Instagram. I'm like, this is a nice, normal guy. There's no way they're looking at this Instagram account. He's got to have a troll account. So
yeah, I used to on that one, but as soon as I kind of went over and started linked it with TikTok, I created the separate one. And I occasionally do get scammers on there, but at this point I block them on that site, and I don't as often, but the other one's full of them. I can just follow somebody back and I'll get a message real quickly.
Joe, let's take a look now that you have it queued up. Let's look at a quick clip of what Chad does. Is it queued up?
See, you pissed Joe off earlier.
Joe's busy figuring out what Trump did.
This pissed Joe off so much he was like, fuck everything about this. And there also, you know, we'll apologize now because his name is, Chad showed up here, and we know how this network feels about Chads.
Here we go. We got no audio, boys.
Finale, Catfish of the Catfish, number 34. Jennifer's back. She's in love, and I completely missed us. Where am I now? I'm watching basketball. When I get home, we need to talk. Cool, I'm home right now. Tomorrow she's going to tell her lawyer to send another check. I'm like, cool, I'm going to start cashing these things. She's like, no, don't do anything. But why don't you show me your debit card? So once again, I share this same picture. But she wants to see the actual card because, you know, I effed up a lot of time. I got to place it on the table. I'm like, do a lot of guys willingly just give you their cards to steal? Oh, I will always F up. I'm a layer. No, you are the layer. She's blocking me right away. When I start dropping some of these pigeon phrases, she's like, oh, you effed up. I wasted all her time and money to send those checks. I wasted her time. I wasted her dispatch fees 3 times. God is going to judge me. I'm like, I think God's going to judge you. And I don't think he likes that word. And then she calls me. Jennifer, is that you? Now, there's no sound on this video because screen record doesn't do sound. But there was talking in the background, nothing in English. So
who is that guy?
She was not happy with me at all for this behavior. Half a show of my, and there's the still shot of my job. I wasted all of her time and money. Dispatch fees 3 times.
I personally think that you have wonderful taste.
Jennifer's beautiful.
She really is.
The skin was glowing.
Absolutely. I mean, okay, so what is the typical scam that you get hit with? Because I think a lot of people get confused when they see things like, Chad, I want to send you money, baby. I want to send you money. And like, that doesn't sound like a scam, right? So what is the the scam that you get the most often?
Actually, the ones that happen the most often that I try to avoid are, they'll ask me where I live and I'm like, oh, Chicago. And they'll say, oh, me too. And then they want me to send them like $50 for gas money and to hook up. And that's the type of thing that I feel like a lot of young guys and on dating apps probably are with the chance of hooking up with somebody will send a quick $50. I get those frequently and I'll try to pretend like I'm going to where they say. And then I have some on there of that game. But then
how many before you figured it out?
What's that?
How many times before you figured it out? Like how many $50 did you have to go through? Yeah.
No, I didn't spend any money.
You're not going to get me again, Jennifer.
The other ones are usually, they just start laying on the I love yous and I think you're so handsome and I want to start a life together. And then they will hit you with I need to update my phone. I need food. And they want you to buy gift cards, Steam cards, Google Play cards, things like that, that the scammers can flip for money pretty easily. Right. So they have a whole network of doing that kind of stuff. And that's probably the most common. This one actually that we just watched, she sent me checks in the mail. I had a fake address that they sent them to. I got to set up a P.O. box, but at that point in time,
I was gonna say, do you know somebody that might work at the post office that could hook you up with a P.O. box?
I do.
Is that a federal offense though? Like using U.S. postal services for something crazy like that?
I had some people in the comments saying those were fake labels and they should have been caught by a clerk. Like they shouldn't have made it all the way through. I had people telling me that as well, but I called the bank because all three checks were from the same bank. And I called the bank and he's like, is it this routing number? And I'm like, yep. And he's like, yeah, we know it's our cash flow account. And they got that number somehow. So they knew about it.
Wow.
Wow.
So they're hoping, let me understand the whole flow. They send you these checks and they want you to do what with these checks?
So they're under, and I found this out from doing this, if it's under 10,000, it won't be flagged. So all three checks were for $9,850. And they want me to, one at a time, deposit at an ATM. Don't go inside. They are ATM deposit only. And on the checks, it even says ATM only. So I'll deposit into the ATM and a certain amount of it will clear immediately. And they don't know what that is either because they're asking me how much cleared. And then they want me to send whatever clears to them. And eventually that check will bounce and I will owe the bank the money that I sent or I'll be out that money.
So I don't know if
clears is dependent on.
Sorry, I don't know if this was ever a thing, but I can remember when I was younger, it was clearly a thing that you would hear about where people would go to ATMs and just put in an empty envelope and be like, oh, I forgot to put the check in, and then clear it up when the bank finally got a hold of them a couple of weeks later and they got money. And like, this was a real thing. You were like, I need some cash right now for the weekend, and I'm going to slide this empty envelope into the ATM machine, take out a couple of $100. This is what I heard other people did, not myself.
Yeah, that move is actually called the slippery tid.
I've not heard that, but yeah, at this point, it like scans the checks and it scans your bills. So I don't know that would fly anymore.
It didn't used to. Yeah, it totally right.
In the old days.
Put an envelope in, and that was that.
So, I guess when you're saying they wait to see what clears depends on how much money you already have and what your overdraft limit is or whatever, right? It depends on your personal finance.
Standing on my account or whatever, something like that. And I've heard of people in my situation who have put those checks in then who have had, you know, things happen to their account then. Like once they bounced, the bank like freezes their account and limits their account, or, you know, people can't even get charged with fraud on that.
That's unreal, man. Like the type of like, okay, so tell me this. On average, I know some of the ones that you've dealt with, you talk to them a few times and then they kind of go nowhere. But on average, how long do you spend on each one of these scammers? Because there's a bunch of them on your TikTok.
Yeah, I would, most of them are either boring or they give up on me pretty quickly. The ones that make it to TikTok, I would say the average is probably a month, two months are some of the good ones.
So you've got a reject pile of people that don't even make it to TikTok.
Oh yeah. There's a large reject pile.
How crazy are some of the pictures that they've sent you? Like, because we've seen some of the fact that Mia Khalifa is one of the girls in one of the scams is hilarious to me. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Chad, but I don't think that that's really Mia Khalifa who is sending you these messages. I think
I look for a name, and because I just did Jennifer, I would normally have not done Jenny, but because it was Mia Khalifa, I'm like, I've got to do this one. So
right?
my third one ever was they used Ava Adams pictures, and I didn't know who that was, but she's a prominent.
She's dead.
Porn star as well. And the videos, they would pretend to video chat with me, and they would take the phone and hold it up to like her doing videos where she would like, she's talking like to the camera. I don't know what those are called. Like she's talking to the camera, like she's talking to you, but the sound was off. And she was like, and then she'd do like a strip tease or whatever. And they do that thinking that I believe that's really her on the other end when it was just the phone holding up to their video. Okay. There's my Jenny.
You're so handsome, Chad. You're so handsome. Why you not send me money, baby? I need new phone. Why? God gonna judge you. Okay. Bye, Chad. Love you.
Bye. How long have you been with your current girlfriend?
A little over 7 months.
And she knows about this side gig?
We met on TikTok. She's a four-hour drive away, so.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. Because I noticed as well that you have other people sometimes, like your lawyer friends and stuff like that, that make appearances in some of your
characters.
Yeah. Like do you have an ultimate plan for this? Like, is this going to become an off-Broadway musical? Like,
there is no plan at all. Just whatever comes my way here, we're having fun with it. A lot of people, whenever I go viral too, I have a lot of people that come to me asking for help. Some I actually can help. There's a lot of them I can't, but.
Is there a support group for this?
There should be.
There's some Facebook groups.
Really?
Of people that either do this or that try to out. Because the girls that they'll get military guys, they're harder to find. Like with these porn stars, we can throw them in and we can find them quickly. But the girls that are like, and those scammers, they don't ask for money right away. They'll usually go months, maybe a year before they ask for money. And this person thinks they're in a relationship with some military guy overseas. And it's a lot harder to convince them that it's not.
There was the only real catfish experience I've ever had in my life. And Tid may remember this.
I was not the catfish.
He may have been. There was a woman
who allegedly. Was
apparently a very attractive girl who Tid and I have been involved in the wrestling business for many, many, many years. And she was allegedly a big wrestling fan. And she would say that she was going to all the wrestling shows, but no one ever saw her. And she'd be like, I saw you there, baby. You look so cute and blah, blah, blah. And she would have conversations like this with all the wrestlers, different fans, whatever else. And then it would turn into, I want to come to the next show, but I don't have any money. Maybe someone can send me some money or something. Right. And this goes all the way back to the days when people were using MSN Messenger, and it was like constant. And then there'd be all these pictures coming in all the time, unsolicited. Right. And I remember talking to a mutual friend of Tid's and ours, former pro wrestler, Jennifer Blake. And she'd be like, who is the dead girl that this guy's got all these pictures of? Like, what is going on? Because there's so many pictures. It's like, whoever this poor girl really is, like, she must be trapped in someone's basement or something. It was so creepy and so weird. And everyone in this area that was even loosely involved with the wrestling business was getting bombarded by this person. And sometimes I would do like you and just play along and play along. And I'd be like, ah, give me a break. This is just, but it became so, like, it was such a time killer.
How much of this time, this story sounds suspect that Donnie has hot women messaging him. Big Ben Ortman's eyes. I agree. Our friend, Big Ben Ortman's. Thank you very much. Chad, how much of this time do you dedicate to playing this game with these people? You know what I mean?
I mean, chatting with them doesn't take much time. I don't, they're usually available at certain amount of times and they're probably talking to multiple people. So,
have you ever been busted? Have you ever been busted? Like using the wrong name for the wrong one, like calling one by their different name.
I mostly talk to one at a time. Cause I can't do that. If I'm talking to more than one at a time, it gets too confusing. And I usually lose interest in one. So it's usually one at a time.
Have you ever called your
fake girlfriend at a time for me?
Have you ever called your girlfriend Jennifer?
What's that?
You ever called your girlfriend Jennifer?
No, I have not.
It's so funny to me. But you know what? When Tid says, where does this go next? I mean, to me, MTV Catfish was a really good TV show that made a lot of money for a lot of years. This is almost like, this is like the evolution of that show, right? It's not just people catfishing for love. This is people catfishing for money. And that's worse.
Yeah.
So to me, there's a TV show here, man. And you're looking at an EP credit.
I have talked to so many people who have a friend, a family member who have given so much money to these people that they think they're in love with. And what blows my mind, because I always thought, well, they probably got better scammers than I'm getting. No, they're getting the same people with the same bad English, showing the same pictures, because I'm able to, on some of these, be like, this is the actual porn star. And they show that to their family member. And the scammer gives them the same excuse. Oh, that person stole my pictures and is using them. Or that's my old persona and I left that life. And the person believes them and keeps sending them money.
Unreal.
I'd like to see reenactment like drunk history with this. You know what I mean? Red and is being reenacted in the background. That would be fantastic.
Who was the, which one of the fake girlfriends was it that called you on the phone out of frustration and then was like, Chad, what are you? It's like the worst attempt at sounding like a woman ever. Was that Jennifer?
If you go back to my early ones, there's one Sarah, and the guy is doing a falsetto voice, and eventually he drops it. He's just doing a man voice, claiming to be Sarah. It's really ridiculous. And that was the first time I actually took a phone call. And then you see in the very first ones, when he tells me he loves me and stuff like that, like I am visibly feeling awkward with it. And then he wanted to like do like sex talk at one point. And I'm like, this is a little, we're no.
Now there is an educational piece to this too, because you told people about certain tricks and certain tools that they can use. Like, for example, you can give someone a link and then find out their IP address and find out where they actually are. What exactly is that?
Grabify.link is the website. And you create a free account on there. And then, you can create a link. And if you can trick them into clicking on the link, then you'll get their IP address. Some of them might use VPN and it will tell you possible VPN on there. I don't encounter that a whole lot. If you saw any of the Princess Kaya, I'm still was talking to her. Because she was claiming that I've called her out so many times, it's ridiculous, claiming she's not from Nigeria. And she wanted the proof that I had she was from Nigeria. So I sent her the early IP address I got from her saying Nigeria. And she was telling me that the date is so old, that's fake and whatever. So I said, okay, click this link for me and prove it to me. And she had a VPN. Said she was in New York City. I'm like, well, either way, you've not told me you're in New York City. But she willingly clicked it for me.
Right. Because she was trying to prove, Chad, that her love is real.
Yeah, that she was not in Nigeria. And she really is a princess.
So who are you? Who do you have on the bill right now?
Who am I talking to right now?
Yeah.
Still the Mia Khalifa one, Jenny. But actually just today, she got frustrated and fed up with me and told me not to message her anymore. So I'll give her a day before she drops another a day or two before she drops another note, or I'll drop her something at some point. Like I don't think that's how it's going to end. It usually they don't give up that easily, but that's the only one right now other than Princess Kaya, who kind of has disappeared. And she told me she was going to contact my lawyer so that he could prove to me that she was real. But I'd have to talk to my friend to see if she's contacted the lawyer yet.
Maybe she's just menstruating and that's why she just needs to come out a week or so.
Oh, it always cracks me up when they pull that one out there. I don't know if you saw any of those ones where they say it's that time of the month and they need money for, what is the word they use?
Why are you gay?
They need money for menstrual pads or whatever. They use some weird word for it. And it always makes me laugh when they're starting to ask for that. Like what woman is meeting a guy online and asking for help during that time of the month?
Can you pay for my blood napkins, baby?
Tommy, here's
that 4 or 5 times too. That's not even like a brand new one.
As Tommy here says, my internet girlfriend claims to live in Florida, but asks me to send her money in South Africa. What's up with that? Her brother has to translate our sex talk because she doesn't speak English. I mean, this all seems perfectly normal to you, right, Chad?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is what happens, right? Wow.
That's something that we don't see much of, if any, on TikTok. Like, do they ever try to get very hypersexual with you to reel you in? Do you send?
Yep. I'm assuming TikTok? If I went there, they would all go with me. But occasionally they have tried to up that game, and I usually play it off or end those conversations as quickly as I can because I know what's on the other end of the phone. Some of them do get nasty too, and like they run the blackmail scam. I actually had somebody share with me the script, and I had to screenshot it because it was shared on TikTok. But their script for the blackmail, they might turn to that if they get pissed at you, and I always have to be careful of that because they'll ask at some point for dick pics, which I don't give them, but doesn't matter. They have dick pics, and they will put my face.
That alleviates
somebody else's dick, and then they'll have like wanted by the FBI for pedophilia or something like that. And we're going to share this with all of your friends. And they try to scare people. And I've talked to a lot of guys like ages of, and by a lot, I say, I think maybe 5 now, ages like 16 to 22, 23 that have fallen to those and been scared shitless. Like, what am I going to do? They're going to share this with my family because they'll go find your Facebook and they'll screenshot friends because you know, they'll find your profile picture and they can see who's liked the profile picture and they can just screenshot that and they'll send you that and be like, we're sending it to these people.
Have you thought about just sending them a picture of have you thought about sending them just a picture of like a male stripper or like, you know what I mean? Like a male porn star. Like if you're going to get a picture of fucking Mia Khalifa, why not send a picture of fucking Ron Jeremy?
The Ron Jeremy ones, especially in older age, would probably work.
Right? Right? Because they're going to be like, oh, this poor schlub, so sick and tired of fucking his own dick. He's going to
Because they don't know who Ron Jeremy is.
Exactly. Right? Wow. That is incredible stuff. It sounds like you have a lot of fun.
Okay. You're not bored of this, right? You're going to keep making these?
I'm going to keep making them. You're not bored of this yet. Interesting for me. Every once in a while, I'll get to a point where I'm like,
yeah,
exactly. All right, it's starting to be the same old thing. And then some scammer says something new that just gets me roped back into it. So
is there a gay version of this?
Yes.
Why are you gay?
Yes. No. I know there's a lesbian version. Because I have talked to a number of women that have had the women that, hey, is this real? And they've asked me for help. I know there's a gay version as well, male version. So
you are gay.
Anything to make a buck.
Wow. I mean, okay. All right. I can appreciate that hustle.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think the difference though on the gay version is like they start talking and then by the end of conversation one, it's I love you, let's move in together. And then they try to rob you and then they leave. Like, this is what I've been told. This is the way it would normally flow.
What if you use it the other way though, and you lure people in for yourself, right? To make like steaks and like cook them up in the barbecue or something like that, right? Like there's got to be some certain kind of danger that these guys expect. That's why they're asking for so much money. I don't think you guys really understand like the levels that these people go through, right? To try to make this work. They're just trying to feed their families, guys. And you guys are being cruel. Send them a couple of bucks, could you? Jesus.
They're just, I just imagine this like office building somewhere in Nigeria where there's 45 people all talking to Chad.
You can tell, at least I can tell, the ones that are more experienced versus less experienced. And the it's like a whole marketing scheme. Like, right. And the better you get at it, the more you can work your way up and have people underneath you doing it. And they'll work in teams.
Can you imagine? It's like, those, like one of those rooms, like one of those call center rooms. You know what I mean? And you like get moved from fucking area to area, like a fucking, like they're selling fucking bogus stocks or something like that. As they move up this pyramid until they finally got the office, there's like the head fucking person that can just pull in somebody's money. You know what I mean? At the drop of a fucking dime. And now all of a sudden you have to play it like a video game, you know, where you finally get to make your way to the head bad guy and see if you can defeat them. Is that what this is about?
I mean, it sounds like the couple of documentaries I've seen, there's the low levels are working like in an internet cafe and they like use the internet in there, work in an internet cafe. But then the higher levels, they're around a table at a nice house. And they're laughing at the money that they're making from these people. And they'll have a girl there with them if they need to do video chat or have them talk on the phone. Unlike when I had the guy pretending to be a girl on the phone. It's crazy the levels that there are to this.
Unbelievable. Chad, tell everyone out there in case they haven't checked you out. But you know what? When we posted that you were going to be on our show on social, we got so many responses from people going, oh, I love that guy. I love that guy. But for anyone who hasn't seen your stuff, let them know.
I got they four can responses it. Saying he owes me money.
Uh-oh.
Let everyone know where they can find you, Chad.
At Chad Huber on TikTok. You can look up Catfishing the Catfish. I haven't gotten the YouTube really far yet, but I was hoping to at some point. And catfishingthecatfish.com is where the merch is. But at Chad Huber, H-U-B-E-R, on TikTok.
We're going to need some of that merch, Ted.
Yeah. Do you eat all catfish?
Right. Say bye to your girlfriend.
I'll have catfish. All right. I'm Mia.
Tremendous. Chad, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Chad.
Appreciate it this evening.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah.
Is an intellectual and what do I call that? Electronic wizard over here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Donnie is really working with fucking dial up. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm not. I don't know what's going on because I not only am I on high speed internet, I'm on an extender that says it's got full bars, full speed. I don't know. I'm blaming StreamYard.
That's how you know you've been lied to for so long. People have been trying to tell you got bars. I've been telling you for years you got no fucking bars.
Yo, you like, want me to spit some rhymes right now?
Dude, you couldn't spit nothing through that fucking grill.
You and me in a battle.
That's a politician we can all be proud of, right, Donnie?
Oh, that is a smooth acting a smooth acting course right there.
It's a politician we can all respect, Donnie.
Joe with the closing shots. Question to Chris, Donnie, and Chad. Chad is already gone. Did you ever get those emails that say we recorded you wanking and it's actually your email, like literally your email, not a hidden fake one? Yeah, at work on my work computer that has no camera on the front of it. I've gotten those things. That's great. I've gotten the phone calls. I get them on my cell phone all the time. I've actually kept them on the phone long enough. And we can talk about this at a different time because I know we're running out of time here tonight and I don't want to be like other shows that just run over for the sake of running over. I will personally tell these stories at another time, but I've had them on the phone where they said the cops are going to be there in 45 minutes to arrest you. And then they called me 2 days later, telling me same thing all over again. It's been fantastic. So I love those scams.
I had a weird situation like that years ago where I literally called Ted and I was like, I don't know what to do. I think something's going on. And Ted's like,
what did I say? Just scam.
They fuck with you. Yeah. I know. It got ugly.
That was good times.
It was ugly. I'll tell that story another time. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to godfathersofpodcasting.com.
I was just going to say thank you to the chat. Thank you to everybody that's been in there. Gina Bobina, hello. How are you? Very nice picture. Thanks, guys. Thank you, everybody. Tommy killed it. Shuley Network, thanks for joining us tonight. I cannot agree more. Donnie, take us home. I love this.
Gentlemen, that's Ted. I'm Donnie. This is episode 131. Go to godfathersofpodcasting.com for more information. Check out the archives and see what we have been up to leading up to today. We are out of here. We are done this party. We'll see you next time.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.